It's the 23rd of August. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A Kempston motorist who initially blamed the deaths of two Bedford pedestrians on a mechanical problem with his power steering will spend 8 years and 9 months behind bars. In October 2020, Jason Campbell was driving an Audi S4 on Bromham Road at 50 miles per hour when the car veered across the lanes of oncoming traffic. The vehicle fatally collided with Jason Manning and Mark Varney, both men in their mid-60s. It was later discovered that the 34-year-old Campbell was high from sniffing nitrous oxide, an anaesthetic used to numb pain for short-term medical procedures. In addition to jail time, Mr. Campbell will be barred from driving for 3 years once released. A fire at Amptill Metal Company Limited kept Bedfordshire Fire and Rescue Services occupied for close to 10 hours on Monday. A large cloud of black smoke prompted firefighters to advise area residents to keep all windows and doors shut. The fire, which started around 6:30, was finally extinguished around 4 in the morning. Property prices across Bedford have fallen slightly according to data provided by the Land Registry. Bedford house value fell by 1% between May and June, but continued to sustain the overall trend of increasing 2.2% from the previous year. The average cost of a Bedford home, based on June figures, is almost £348,000. The movie sensation that is Barbie, based on the doll made by Mattel, will make her appearance later today at the Harper Centre in Bedford from 11 to 4. To date, the film has grossed close to £1 billion internationally. The Barbie box will remain at the shopping centre until the 13th of August. That's all for today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.